Amen. If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8, verse number 46. Jesus says this. He asked this question. He said, "Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me?" I want to preach a little while on the question that Jesus asked. Why not believe me? Why don't we believe Jesus? Why don't we believe what He says? Amen. Jesus is speaking to them, and he asked them this just straight up. He said, "Why?" He says, "Why do you not believe me?" Amen. You say, "Well, basically, I just don't understand." I was thinking about that the other day. I was actually sitting in a tree stand one evening, and I got to thinking about this, and I was a shivering and a shaking. Why do people do that? I don't know. But I was thinking about that. I always take my Bible with me, and I was reading that, and I read through this, and I thought, well, you know, why do people not believe Jesus? You know, if you got a red letter Bible, all the writing in red is what Jesus said. Now, I don't know about you, praise God, I believe every word of it. Amen. I believe it from the beginning all the way to the end of my Bible. It's the Word of God, and I believe it. Now, I don't always understand all of it. I can't explain it all to you, but I believe it. I believe it's the Word of God. I believe God loves us enough that He gave us His Word, and His Word speaks to us. I believe God gave us enough, praise God, that loved us enough that He sent His Son. And, amen? And He says, "Why do you not believe me?" And now the Lord lays this out, and He said, "I've told you." He said, "I've told you these things. I brought them, praise God, to your thinking." And He said, "Why do you not believe?" Amen? I wonder today why we don't believe what God says. He said, "Well, preacher, I kind of sort of believe what God says." That's not good enough. Amen? God's Word is truth, absolutely. It's absolute Word, absolute truth, absolutely. And we have to believe what He says. That's what it means to be a believer, by the way. Amen? If you say that I believe the Lord Jesus Christ and you don't believe what He says, then you are caught up in unbelief. Our mind has to comprehend that God Almighty, praise God, through Jesus Christ, came to seek and to save those that was lost. Jesus came to where I was on that Wednesday night, saved me by His marvelous grace, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and He began to give me that hope and help that I needed. But Jesus asking them this question, and in John chapter 8, it's a very specific chapter in the Word of God where Jesus begins to just lay Himself out there so that they can see Him plain. I just want to give you a few of those this morning, praise God, if God will help us, and how Jesus just lays out Himself for them to see. And He says, if you see that all these things, then why don't you believe me? Amen? We see His character, praise God, in verse number 12, about His character. He said, "Why don't you believe me?" Amen? Look at verse number 12. He said, "Then spake Jesus again of them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So He said, "Hey, listen, said, I'm the light of the world." Now they had just coming out of the Feast of Tabernacles, and it was at the time when they would be lighting the candelabra there, and praise God, and they would light it up in the court of the women. And they would light this light up, and it's there that Jesus would tell them, He would say, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." Amen. Listen, there's no reason at all to walk in darkness tonight. We ought to be moving toward a marvelous light like a moth in the dark in the night to a light on your porch. We ought to be gravitating to that light of the Lord Jesus Christ in every essence and every fiber of our being. We ought to seek the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ought to be moving toward that light. Why? Because we're pulling out of the darkness. Amen? And it seems like the darkness is all around us. But there's a marvelous light that's shining out of that darkness. He said if we would graduate to that light, if we would go toward that light, praise God, just like Jesus is telling them to, because he said, "But shall have the light of life." Amen? He said, "I'm offering you a light tonight. It's a light of life." And He said, "It's a light that never goes out. It's a light that'll just keep shining perpetually throughout eternity," praise God. And said, when we gravitate toward that light. Amen? That's what, you know, justified. We've been justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We put our faith and trust in Him unto salvation. He said, then through sanctifying power of God, through sanctification, we continually to gravitate toward that marvelous light. Amen? He gives us light, praise God, in every essence, every fiber of being. Praise God. It's kind of like the children of God when they were in the wilderness. And they would light the light, praise God, tabernacle, praise God, to illuminate it. And that glory of God would move in and it would illuminate them. He'd give them light to travel. Amen. So what God does, what the Lord does, what He's telling them here, praise God, He said, I am that light. He said, you wonder? He said, why don't you follow me? Why don't you do what I tell you? He said, because I am that marvelous light that'll bring you out of darkness and bring you not only into the light, but into life. And He offers us that life in abundance, a great abundance of the life that we have, can have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? You say, well, the trials and troubles and things, it's so hot, just so heavy, they weigh me down. They will. Amen. But that's where we have to put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, saying, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. Because He said He had not put on more than we could bear, but He said, with it make a way of escape. Praise God. And I'm glad Motel 6, He turned the light on for you. Praise God, so you can see where you need, where you can, praise God, get your help. He said, He'll see where that revelation of Himself will manifest itself to you and speak to your soul and tell you, praise God, that no matter what happens, He still loves you and He's still there to help you. And that one day in a little while, He'll take you out of all that. Amen. Praise God, take us into His glorious place, His appearing. Praise God. See, that's who He is. That's His very character. He is the light of life. Amen. Why didn't they believe Him? Why didn't they believe Him? He tells them not only about His character, but He tells them about His mission, why He come. He said, why don't you believe me? Praise God. He said, I'm here, and why don't you believe me? Look at verse number 14. He said, Jesus answered and said to them, of course, they said that He's bearing record of Himself. And Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of Myself, yet My record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. You judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I'm not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. He said, I am one that bear witness with Myself. And the Father that sent me bear witness of me. So He said, this is about My mission. What's taking place? He said, how God has sent me. He said, praise God. He said, not only am I cracked that light and that creating light and that place to go to, that illumination, praise God, that you need your soul. He said, but I've got a mission that the Father has sent me on. He said, it's who I am. He said, it's what the God has put in me to do. It's what I volunteer to do before the foundations of the world, praise God. Because I determined to do this. And He says, it's the very reason that I'm here. Amen? He said, the very reason that I'm here, praise God, is to shine the light. And the very reason here is to bear witness of the Father. To bear witness of the blessed hope that you have that's out of this world. If we get bogged down what we have right here, right now, praise God, we'll be among men, all men, Paul said, most miserable. Amen? But praise God, if we get past that, we realize the blessed hope that we have in Jesus Christ. The blessed hope that we have in eternal prosperity with Him one day in a little while. Just over yonder, young'uns. Beyond the horizon. We have that hope laid out there for each and every one of us. In Jesus Christ the Lord, praise God. He said, this is My mission. It's to come and be a witness to you, to tell you of the glorious thing that the Father has for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But he said, I've come to you, but He said, why don't you believe me? He said, I'm laying it out here for you to see. Why don't you believe me? It's so clear, it ought to be so clear, it ought to be transparent, it ought to be able to see right through it and understand, praise God, what I'm doing, what I've come to tell you, what I've come to share with you. So we can be hoping in this world that we live in, not be without hope like most of the world that we live in. Amen. That's what's wrong with today. These people don't have no hope. And they get beside themselves. And sometimes, a lot of it's just plain wickedness, meanness, because we don't believe God. Hello? We've turned our back on Him. We've went the opposite direction. When we ought to run to Him, praise God, we run to everything else. That's why you're seeing so many people get caught up in drugs and sex and alcohol and all those things of the world. Praise God. Because instead of running to Jesus, we run to the worldly things. Instead of satisfying that spiritual side of us, we try to satisfy that fleshly side. Amen. And it messes us up. It makes us where we don't think clear. We said in Sunday school, it's where God's trying to get a hold of us, praise God. And the devil comes along and he corrupts our mind. The devil comes along, he wants to get into your head. He wants to get you thinking crazy stuff. He wants to get you to think those things that's contradictory to God and godliness. He wants you to do those things that's contrary to righteousness. That's right in the eyes of a holy God. And if we ain't careful, we go along with it. Amen. We'll just step out and we'll say, well, we'll just go a little ways and see how it works out. It don't ever work out that way. The old devil will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. He'll never show you a way back to those good things in life. Amen. You young people, listen, you need to be we need to be mindful of the Spirit of God. We be minding what's true and what's right. You say, preacher, how do we know what's true and right as young people? Because God put a consciousness in you. Mom and Daddy showed you what's wrong. They've told you what's wrong. They've showed you what's right. And we've got to live on the side of right. Hello. Amen. That's not popular preaching today. We say, well, preacher, we need to just let our kids be kids. You know, just do what they do. Yeah, and the flesh will lead them to hell. Amen. They got to have God and godliness. They got to be filled with the Spirit of God. They got to be led by parents and people, praise God, that love them and care for them and ground them and root them in the precious things of God. If not, if we ain't careful, praise God, we'll lose another generation. But we got to be steadfast, abiding in the Word of God, praise God, that we might abound in His Word. Amen. The Bible, praise God, makes it clear, makes it revelant. Revelant, praise God, that Jesus Christ came. Praise God, in His character was that light that shines in the world, and His message was a witness, praise God, of the things of God. Amen. The message was Godward, pointing us always to Him. You say, why? Because of the awfulness of sin. He tells us about the awfulness of sin. Look at verse 23. And He said unto him, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto Him, who art thou? Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you even from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but He that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of Him. So He says, listen, said, I got a message, I'm bringing it here, and again here, He reiterates the message that He's God, that it's not His message, it's God the Father's message, and wants to speak to you, and wants to speak to I this morning, praise God, and give us that confidence in Him. And I want you to notice, He's talking to the world, and the worldliness in it here. He's not mentioned up and looking over into the portals of glory. He's talking about this world that we're living in right now, the same world that He was living in, the same world that you and I are living in, praise God. The world that we'll have to live in till we get out of here, amen. Praise God. He was dealing with that world. No mention of heaven, praise God. He lays it out here for them. And He said, you're from beneath. Another way, He said, now I'm from above. He said, I'm from a different region than what you are. But He said, I want to talk to you about the things that are of this world. And He said, you are of this world. Now, we can't help that. Amen? Amen. We can't help being this world. Praise God. But we can move up above the things of this world with the help of the Lord. He said, I'm not of this world. I said before unto you that ye shall die in your sins. He said, if you continue to live as the world, and you continue to live in the world, He said, well, preacher, we can't avoid that. We can't escape that. Let me tell you a secret this morning. You can evacuate this world as an old sinner lost without God, because you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that marvelous light and that marvelous message that'll speak to your heart and speak to my heart and speak to your family's heart and your parents' heart and your grandparents' heart and your children's heart and your co-workers' heart. And God begin to change things. But God, why will He change? He'll change the world that you live in. Amen. Why is it that what you Jesus said it? Why can't we believe it? Amen. He said, I'll change it all, praise God. This perspective will be different, praise God, when we get it all said and done. That marvelous light, that marvelous message, praise God. Because the awfulness of sin, it's everywhere. It's rampant. Amen. When you get to seeing it, it makes it even worse. You say, well, preacher, well, how do we get past that? I'll show you in a few minutes when we get there, all right? Look what he says. He goes on in verse 25. He said, Then they said, and who art thou? And Jesus said, even I, the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say unto you and judge of you. But he that sent me is true. I speak of the world, those things which I have heard of him. You know what Jesus is saying? Kind of like pastors have to say today. I'm not here to give you my opinions. Everybody has lots of opinions. Amen? Opinions are like the nose on your face. Praise God. Everybody, I guess everybody has one or two or three or ten or two dozen. But Jesus, I'm not here to give you my opinion. He said, I'm here to tell you what God the Father says. I'm here to inform you, praise God, so that you can make an informed decision. Praise God, we need to make an informed decision. Praise the Lord. To make an informed decision. Then Jesus would go on in verse number 27. And so they understood not that he spoke to them of the spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. He said, this isn't a personal thing for me. He said, this is a personal thing from God the Father. And said, he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. So he's trying to be a witness. Amen. He's trying to show himself an example. Person, how can this, many times in the Word of God, in the Gospel, they said, how can this man have this knowledge? Say, he's just the son of a carpenter from Nazareth, that little no-name town. Say, how can this man have this knowledge? Jesus says, hey, praise God, I don't have it. Said, God, the Father does. And the Father's ministering to me. He said, I'm just an example, praise God. He said, if you'll let him, he'll minister to you. Amen. We just have to believe that he does, that he is. We just have to listen. Praise God. So he that sent me is with me. Verse 29. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. There it is. Victory in Jesus is doing the things, praise God, that would be pleasing and bring glory to God. Amen. He said we just need to think on these things. What are you saying? We need to make informed decisions according to the volume of the book, according to what Jesus has told us. Why don't we believe Him? Why not believe what He says, praise God? Because what He says is truth. Praise the Lord. And as He spake these words, many believed on Him. Now watch this. Many, as he spoke these words, many believed on him. They kind of turned. He caught their ear, if you will. Does that mean that they're saved? Well, I don't know, because over here in verse 59, he said that in just a few minutes, said they took up stones to cast at him. Amen. Amen. They believed him. Pretty good. Hey, listen, he did good words. They believed him. They said they believed on him. Praise the Lord. But he said, we got to realize our condition. Amen. Our condition. The condition of discipleship where God puts us after we're saved. He said, wait a minute, preacher. I thought salvation was it. You know, you come to church and you hear the gospel and you hear about Jesus and the Holy Spirit nudges your heart and you realize you're just no sorry, no account, dirty, rotten, a scum of the earth sinner. Amen? No, wait a minute, preacher. I wouldn't say that. That's just hurtful. You can hurt my feelings. Amen? Hey, listen, I'm the same old dirty, sorry, rotten, no account sinner as you are. In need of a Savior. Praise God. It took me realizing that before I could ever be saved. You have to realize that before you can be saved. And once we realize how sorry and no account we are, then we can ask Jesus, our Savior, to forgive us our sins. I mean, earning us from our hearts. Amen. Not from our head, not knowing who Jesus is, but not from our heart. Lord, praise God, that He's the Savior come from God to save us. Amen. Move in our hearts and take up His abode. Those things like that. And then we see the condition of discipleship. You say, preacher, what are you saying? Do you get saved, born again, amen, through conviction of the Holy Spirit? You don't bebop up here chewing your bubble gum, blowing your bubbles, get down here and say, oh God, you know, I'm just no sinner, save me. And believe that He will. Amen. You got to come with a broken and a contrite spirit. You got to come in a place where the Holy Spirit has done broke you, praise God, and showed you how sorry and no account you are. That you got to be saved. You got to put your faith and trust in Jesus. Because He's the only opportunity for salvation. And then the work comes. Amen. Our discipleship. What we get to do for Him, praise God. How He gets to use us. See, many believe. Now watch this. He spake these words, many believed on Him. Verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him. Now watch this. He said, if you continue in My Word. Amen. He said, if you continue in My Word, then are ye My disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. He said, praise God, it's not that you come up and you weep and you pray. That's all good. He said, you get saved. That's a good starting place. But that's not the ending place. Amen. Praise God. Hey, Jesus is saying it. Why don't we believe Him? Amen. Hello? Why don't we believe Him? He said, this is a place where we get on, not get off. Amen. This is a place where we put it in gear, Brother Bobby, not where we put it in park. Amen. He said, if you continue in My Word, you continue what? Continue believing. We believe on, we trust on, we rely on the Word of God, praise God. That begins to motivate us, praise God. We begin to trust that He is our Savior because He said so. Because we believe Him. Amen. We begin to rely on Him because He said that we could. Amen. And He said we begin to adhere to Him. We begin to listen to Him because He said it. I'm going to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, it's just so hard. It's so hard to do those things that seems right. Amen. Praise God. That's why we got to trust the Spirit of God. That's why we got to rely on Him. That's why we can go to the throne room of grace. He said, come boldly before the throne room of grace. We come in because Christ made a way. We come in, we can pray, we seek His face, and we can beg God to help us, and He will. Because He said so. So we realize the condition of our discipleship. Praise God. We're not those, praise God, that hear the Word and, yeah, boy, I believe that, and we're ready to cast stones at Him over on the next ridge. Amen. We're there, praise God, that we're going to be backers. We're going to be followers. We're going to be obedient to Him. We're going to trust in Him. When things get tough, we're going to rely on Him to bring us through things. Amen. We're going to hear to. We're going to do what He says. Even if sometimes He speaks to our heart, it don't really make sense in the flesh, praise God, we're going to go ahead and do it because God said so. In the volume of the book, it's written of Him. Praise God. He said, then that'll make us free. Praise the Lord. Amen. What happened? What happened to these folks? They didn't abide in His Word. Amen. But Jeff, you've got to abide in the Word of God because the devil will give you a counterfeit. He'll run a counterfeit through your mind You say, preacher, how am I going to know? Praise God, just get in the real thing. You get in the real thing enough, praise God, it's like counterfeit money. They never touch a counterfeit bill when they're training. They handle the real thing every day, praise God, and when a counterfeit comes through, they automatically know it. I can take and listen to people reading supposed out of the Word of God when they read one of them counterfeit versions. Amen. They don't have to read but just a paragraph, and I know, wait a minute, something ain't right with this one. Why? Because I know the real thing. Because I know the real God of the real thing. Because I know the real Savior of the real thing. Because I know and I have the real Spirit of the real thing. And that real thing, glory, hallelujah, it moves down in my soul, praise God. And it keeps me from corruption. And it puts me in the right way, in the path of righteousness. And praise God, it'll bring glory to His name. Amen. I get past myself. I get past the world. I get past the desires, praise God, the worldliness, and I follow God. He blesses me all the way. Amen. Because that truth that speaks to me. Because that abiding, I'm abiding. He said they didn't abide in His Word. Well, God, abide in the Word of God. God, just do what He says. Praise God. He said we trust and it'll make us free. Free from the things that'll take us in all these different directions. Let me ask you a question this morning. Wouldn't it be so much simpler in our Christian faith if we just totally committed to the Lord and to the church and said, you know what? Lord, I'm just going to go with God. Amen. Hear me this morning. Amen. I'm just going to submit this morning. I'm just going to totally submit to just go with You. Lord, I want You to just take away all the interference, all the things that would sidetrack me, and I just want to follow Christ. I just want to go with You. Wouldn't that make life so much simpler? Amen. Then we wouldn't have to pick and choose so much. Amen? Then we say, well, you know what? That'd be pleasing to the Lord. I think I'll go that way. And you know, boy, that would bring glory to God. I think I'll just go this way. Amen? And all those other little piddly things in the world that God knows all about, that we put before Him, praise God, that are our idols that we lift up, they would be for naught, and we'd realize that. And we'd say, you know what? The most important thing's God. Amen? Jesus is telling us here, He said, why don't we just believe it? Believe what He's trying to share with us. Amen? The condition of our discipleship depends on us abiding in our faith in Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, what will that get us, preacher? Well, if we realize He's that marvelous light, and He came with a mission to tell us about God the Father and how much He loved us and the hope that He has for us, and our condition, our fellowship is just abiding in the Word, the truth in Christ, amen? He said, then we'll have that spiritual freedom that God offers us here through His Word. The spiritual freedom that He speaks of in verse 34. And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whomsoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. Now here you can see the example of this. Remember the sons of Abraham? He had Ishmael and Isaac. Amen. Ishmael was the son of a servant. Amen. Isaac was the true son. The servant doesn't abide in the house forever. The servant is sent out. But the son is that one that abides in the father's house forever. So Jesus said, praise God, He said, listen, said you, the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. So we see Ishmael's pushed out. The son abides forever in the father's house. And he says, so who's the one that can help you in relationship to the father's house? The one that's pushed off into the world? Or the one that abides in the father's house? Come on, somebody help me here. Who can help you the most? It's the son that abides in the father's house. He has everything that to glory. Somebody, I'm about beside myself. He has everything for you that the Father has to offer this morning. Amen. Glory to you. Why should we not abide with Him? Why do we not believe Him when He tells us to abide in Me and I'll abide in you? and I'll just pour out the wonderful, glorious things from heaven. Man, the shape that we're in today is because we haven't been abiding in the Lord. Amen. The reason the world and the churches and our homes and our schools and everything is such a mess, because we haven't been abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to abide. Praise God. We want that spiritual freedom. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. He's talking about our posterity, praise God, an inheritance that we have from the Lord. What we have now is natural, but He said, I want to give you a supernatural posterity. I want to give you a supernatural heritage in God Almighty. Amen. It's here. Praise God. That's what He said when He come to earth, praise God. When He began to minister, when He began to be a witness, praise the Lord, in awful sinfulness and awful things this world. But He said, I want to offer you spiritual freedom, praise God, in Jesus Christ the Lord. Now that spiritual, it's a personal freedom. He said in verse 32, He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let me just say something this morning. Let everybody look at me just a second. Wake up. Hey man, now you look better. Smile. Mom and daddy can't save you. Mama and papa can't save you. Amen. Pastor Jeff can't save you. The only one that can save you, the only one that can offer salvation is Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. He's the one that we have to trust in, count on, and rely on, and hear to. He is the Lord God of heaven. Amen. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How free are you today? Amen. So what are you talking about, Pastor? How free are you from bondage of sin? How free are you from this old flesh which you live in? Oh, it's a hard taskmaster. I mean, it'll bring you down. It'll lead you wrong, praise God. But there's one in heaven. Jesus said, why don't you believe in me? He said, I'm telling you, praise God. I've showed you. Amen. Why don't you believe what I've got to tell you? They didn't believe. Amen. But He said, I'll offer you that spiritual freedom. The kind of freedom that you have, not in the servant, but in the Son. Amen. I want the freedom. I want the freedom in the Son, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The one that helps me. Praise God. Amen. But what about our personal condition? What kind of condition are you in? We see the condition of these folks. See how they lived and how they loved. Amen. Come on. How they lived and how they loved. Preachers, today ain't no love in these people, really. Amen. Could they be something that's missing? Amen. The Bible said if we know that we're a child of God because we love the brethren. Well, we love each other, encourage each other. What about your condition today? Man, look at verse 42. And Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. Amen. You know what He's talking about? He's talking about a family kind of love. Amen. He's talking, Brother Jeff, about the way we should love each other in a true family. I'm not talking about a chaotic family. I'm talking about a family full of sin, infiltrated by the devil. I'm talking about a family that truly a family of God, that we ought to love one another. He said, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but He sent me. Amen? He said, listen, he said, if you were of God the Father, said you would love me. Because I proceeded from the Father. And then He asked him a question. He said, why do you not understand my speech? Why don't you understand what I'm saying? Why can't you get this? I guess you could ask us this morning. Why don't we understand what God's trying to say to us? Why don't we believe what He says? Could it be that we're caught in a spirit of unbelief? Well, preacher, I believe God, but... There you go. I believe God, but... Amen. There's no buts to it. We either believe God or we don't. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, why do you not understand my speech? And He answers. Here's the answer. Even because you cannot hear my word. He said, your ears are covered. He said, your heart is callous. You don't want to hear. Amen. You don't hear what God has to say because it might change the way you live. Amen. Amen. Come on. I said it will change the way that you live. That's what he says. Ye are of your father, the devil. Now he's speaking of kinship. Hello? Who you kin to? Amen. Now we can't change our kinfolk. Amen. In our immediate family. I mean, you can't change who your mom and daddy are. I mean, you can't change who your grandma and papa are. You can't change who your brothers and sisters are. Amen. That's your kinship. But he said, you're of your father, the devil. He said, your kinship's with the devil. Amen. We have to evaluate this morning. Who's your kinship with? What family are you siding with? Amen. You're either siding with the family of Satan or the family of God. Amen. There's no intermittent. Praise God. There's no in between. You say, well, preacher, I just kind of straddled the fence, you know, and you can't do that. Amen. It'll rip you in half. So you got to choose whose side you're on. He said, he was a murderer from the beginning. Amen. And abode not in the truth because there was no truth in him. So now, he said, if you're living on the devil's side, now condition, this is a condition of where you're at. If you're living on the devil's side, then you're on the side that's a liar and a murderer. You say, wait a minute, preacher, I ain't no liar or murderer. I try to tell the truth and I try to, praise God, do you ever tell a tale? Do you ever slander somebody? Amen. He said, that's murder. He said, you've committed murder in your heart. We got to be real careful. Amen. We got to acknowledge which side of the fence we're on. He says, you've got kinship with the devil. Amen. He's a murderer and a liar. He goes on, he says, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. In other words, he said, well, because I'm telling the truth, he said, you will not accept the truth. Amen. It's controversial to who you are. It's controversial to the way that you live. It don't fit in with your lifestyle. So we just don't want to hear it. Amen. Hello. Amen. Praise God. Yes, preacher. Amen, preacher. Preach on. You're just getting awful quiet this morning. And we ought to be rejoicing because we are believers. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. It's not contradictory to us. Praise God. It's where we live our lives. Amen. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Verse 46, where we started, we've come full circle. He said, which of you convinceth me of sin? Amen. He said, where is the conviction? Amen. He said, you call me all these bad things. You say I'm all this bad stuff. He said, show me the conviction. Show me the proof of my sin. Of course, they could show no proof because Jesus is a perfect, sinless Lamb of God. And they had nothing to show. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He said, if I say the truth, listen to what He says. Why do you not believe me? Amen. He said, if I'm telling you the truth, then why will you not believe? God's telling us the truth today. Why will we not believe the truth? Because the Bible said the truth will make you free. You know, a lot of times we read that and these other perversions say, it shall set you free. No, the Bible says it shall make you free. Amen? So, that hey, it doesn't just take you like a little bird in a cage and open a cage and let you go. Praise God. He said, when we believe the truth of God, He said the truth of God will move into us, praise God, and it makes us free. In other words, wherever we go, there it is. And it's working continuously, not to set us free, but to keep us free. To make us free. Amen. From the bondage of sin and shame of this world. Praise God. He said, He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not because ye are not of God. Amen. They didn't want to hear. They didn't want to hear what God had to say because they were not of God. Praise God. He said, why don't you believe me? The Lord says, I've laid this out for you just as plainly as I know how. In John chapter 8, He said, this is who I am. This is what I came for. Praise God. This is what I mean to do for you because of sinfulness. He said, how I plan to move and how I condition you, praise God, to be a disciple of Christ. Amen. He didn't just come to save us. He came for us to get in, to walk with Him and talk of Him, to minister for Him, praise God. We have to ask ourselves, how's our condition though? Are we conditioned to be able to do that? Are we of the wrong kinship? Amen. We need to determine our kinship as whose side that we're on. Because it's going to be very determinant in the days that we have ahead of us which way we're going to go. You know, it's easy to say, I love the Lord, I'm going to serve the Lord when things is running well. Amen. Well, I mean, you can shout and praise just like you're always on the mountaintop. But when your cart runs off down in the off the side of the road and down the valley, amen. Praise God. It's easy, praise God, for that kinship to be doubted upon. But we have to realize the kinship that we have, praise God, it's not with the devil and Satan, but it's in that one that gives us blessed hope, praise God, that's out of this world. That one who loves us and cares for us, and no matter what happens, praise God, He's promised to be there with us. He promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He's always going to be there. Always going to be there. Amen. From the time that you wake up, you pity your head, and while you're sleeping, He's going to be there. He's going to take care of you. Praise God. But in verse 51, listen to this, and I'm going to wind it down here. The Lord says, verily, verily, I say unto you. Now, He just told him, He said, I don't seek to do this for my own glory. He said, this ain't to bring me glory. He said in verse 50, He said, I seek not my own glory. There's one that seeketh and judgeth. But listen to what He says, verse 51. Something that we could to be experienced. Now listen to what He says, verse 51. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Amen. If he keeps my saying, in other words, if we believe the truth, and Jesus is truth, He said, if we'll keep what He says is true, praise God, He said, we'll never see death. He said, in our experience, praise God, we won't experience that death. He said, we'll experience the glory side of it. Amen. To those that believe. Man, Brother Bill, one of these days we'll shut our eyes and rest here, praise God, and His body will go back to the dust which comes, but the soul and the spirit will go to God who gave it. Because he said 12 and 7. Because we'll go back to the dust from which it come. Praise the Lord. And we'll be with the Lord forever. This old body will never see that. That word see means literally to behold. We'll never behold death. We'll never experience death. He tells that. He mentioned that over in John chapter 17, verse 24. He said it's the same word. He said we'll not behold. We'll not see death. It'll come and we'll ease out of here. Praise God. And we'll... take that next breath in glory. Amen. Shouting around the throne room of grace for those that believe. Jesus said, why won't you believe? Why don't you believe me? I've told you stuff. Why don't you believe me? Amen. And let me just show you one of the saddest things in the Bible right here in verse 59. One of the saddest things in verse 59. He said, then took they up stones to cast at Him. But Jesus hid Himself and went out of the temple. Now watch this. Going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Wouldn't that be a horrible thing? A horrible, horrible thing. One day standing at the throne of judgment. Amen. And him roll back and show you that picture of Jesus walking through your midst. Passed right by you, and you just let Him go. Amen. Never called upon Him. Never acknowledged Him. Never trusted Him. Never believed in Him. And Jesus asked them plain out. He said, why? Verse 46. He said, why do you not believe me? Amen. Why don't we believe Him? He says it. We got to believe it. Amen. In faith, praise God. Abundance of faith that God gives us. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God gives us the abundance of faith to believe in that grace. That unmerited favor that God has for every one of us that put our faith and trust in His dear Son. Amen. Just remember, whoever gets the Son gets it all. Amen. Amen. When it comes to our prosperity, when it comes to our inheritance, whoever has the Son gets it all. Amen. And we glory in it with Him. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Praise God. So the question is, why don't we believe? Why don't we believe? He asked a question. He said, why don't you believe me? He said, I've told you why I come, told you who I am, told you what I want to do. Praise God. I told you about the sinfulness and the wickedness in the world and how I want to take you out of that. Praise God. How I want to make you free. Why won't you let me? Why won't you let me? You say, preacher, I don't know why. I just can't let go. I just don't. Because of sin, because of the devil, because of your flesh that we live in. Amen. Yours is just like mine. Your flesh is just like my flesh. It's wicked. You can't control it. It's like your tongue. It's an wicked weapon that can be used. Amen. Against even those we love. It's part of the flesh. But why don't we believe God that He can help us to subdue all that and subdue it all unto Himself? That's what He wants to do this morning, church. He wants to subdue all of our anxieties, all of our stress into the kinship of the dear Son, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Never want to hear those saddest words, praise God, ever, that He so passed by. He passed on by, praise God. Didn't believe what He had to say. I thought upon it, but I didn't believe it. I didn't trust in it. I didn't rely on it. Amen. Praise God. I didn't adhere to what He said. And look at the shape we're in now. But God. What do you say? And I'm saying, listen, He's saying He's passing by here this morning one more time. And He said, why don't you believe me? Why don't you put your trust in? Why don't you let me help you today? We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know because of the truth who holds tomorrow. Amen. And it's God Almighty through Jesus Christ the Lord. Through Him all things, the Bible says, consist. He holds it together. Amen. What about you this morning? Wouldn't it be good to have somebody hold you together when it seems like you're falling apart? Amen. Why don't we believe Him? Why don't we believe on Jesus this morning? Why don't we trust Him? Because He is the good God of heaven. And He is our Lord and Savior. Praise God. He is part of our kinship. Amen. If you're here today, if you've never been born again, praise God, you need to have kinship. Amen. You need to decide your family today, a family for eternity. Amen.